So, man, I've had this story that I've been wanting to tell for, you know, a long time. I haven't felt right about it, but like, I finally feel okay. Like I can like actually like tell the story properly, you know, like I finally feel safe. Years ago, I was walking in the woods and suddenly a big blue light, you know, just like overcame me. And I found myself on an alien ship. I was on a UFO.
Yeah. What?
I was on a UFO.
You?
I was. And, you know, they took me back to this room and they sat me down. And, you know, they're just looking at me with their big almond eyes. And, you know, I looked at him and I said, you know, I was so scared. And I said, why have you brought me here? Do you know what they said to me?
What did they say to you, man?
The leader, he looked straight at me. And he said, put a stride in your glide and a dip in your yip. And then he smacked me in the face with a giant inflatable pickle. And they put me back in the woods.
What?
I'm just fucking with you.
For a minute, I was like, if this actually happened to you, I was going to say, is this going where I think this is going?
Welcome to Weird Wide, everybody. I am your host, J.D. Ross. You might have noticed that Bethany Marshall is not with us today, unfortunately. Fortunately for her, actually, because she's not here today. Do you know where she's at? She's in fucking Scotland right now.
She's in Scotland. It's a bit madden.
It's a bit madden.
I
loved you. Always have.
Always have. Always will.
Always have. Always will. So fucking, yeah.
I need my Brigadoon now. Like I'm gonna have a Brigadoon today.
We actually should have had some Brigadoon. Just
we should have. You didn't tell me your partner was, you know, in Scotland.
Oh yeah, dude. Bethany is in Scotland. She's living it up right now. I hope she's having a great trip. I haven't heard from her, and that's a good thing because she's having a fucking vacation. Get the fuck out of here! Don't fucking talk to me. I'm fucking stuck back here. I hope she's having a great time. We'll find out on the next episode with that. But was able to get a little bit of time with my best good friend, the Ghost. We haven't done one of these for entirely too long, dude. Like
like 3 or 4 months, man.
It's been a while. Weird Wide went through a weird little moment there where it was kind of like, you know. Mm-hmm. Wasn't getting a lot of stuff out, but we're back and rolling. We're gonna try to do these at least once a month, I would say. The Unhinged Movies episode.
That'd be nice.
So today we are gonna be talking about a movie that I think it's a good movie. I think it's fun. Just in time for April Fool's Day. So you actually might notice the episode is dropping a little bit early this week. Wanted to get it out here for April Fool's Day. Today we are talking about a movie on Hulu called I'm Just Fucking With You.
If you didn't tell by the story at the beginning, that's why we were just the most ridiculous, over-the-top shit that would never happen.
Never happen. Never happen.
No. A fraction of a percent of people would witness something like that. But I did not like this movie, sir. you steered me wrong, dude. This was a piece of shite. And I kept calling it a piece of shite all night. My wife was like, can you stop saying shite, please? I'm like, no, it's a piece of shite. Shite, is this what this movie
is? Man, tell everyone how you really feel.
I did not like it, and we will get into it. It's
Ghost, I need you to be ready, man, because you know we're going to be consuming a lot of terrible movies for the Unhinged series.
Look,
right?
The last couple Unhinged were fine. Like, they were not bad movies. They were mediocre,
that's what I'm saying.
But they were not bad.
That's what I'm saying, though, dude. We're about to be diving into bad movie territory. We're going to be diving in. I'm making you do Baby's Day Out.
Birdemic is better than this.
We got to do Birdemic, too. We did Birdemic on our
I have not seen Birdemic 2.
Well, I haven't either. Now, we did the first Birdemic on our original podcast, Going Hollywood. We're going to do Birdemic 2 at some point. We're going to do Rubber. We're going to do Baby's Day. I'm making your ass do Baby's Day Out. Dennis the Menace. I promise to do Dennis the Menace. So we're going to be doing that one. That's going to be a fun one. That'll be coming out soon. But today,
this is all good movies.
All good movies. Today, I will admit this is not the best movie, but I do like the villain. I like the plot. I like I think it's got a lot of good imagery going on. So let's get into it a little bit. So I'm Just Fucking With You as part of the End of the Dark series on Hulu, which did you ever get into the End of the Dark series?
I never got into Hulu, man. I'm not going to lie to you. My wife likes Hulu.
Well, a couple years ago, Hulu did this like thing where like they basically for every single holiday, even like the like B and C level holidays, they're gonna do like a horror movie. So there was like a Memorial Day one, there was a Columbus Day one, but one of the one they did for April Fool's Day was I'm Just Fucking With You.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Jason Blum actually was involved with this movie.
Yeah, Jason Blum was, and I have mixed feelings about Jason. Like, he's literally hit or miss. He either makes really good movies or not so good movies.
He gets a lot of content out. So, like, I will say that's
producer.
I will say that's probably part of it. Is like, I guess it's like they can't all be winners.
I guess, yeah. He's like, hey, it'll make me some money, and that's fine. You're right, but the art wasn't here, in my opinion.
All right, that's fair. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. So let's dive in. So this movie takes place with a situation where there's a dude traveling, and it's April Fool's Day. He's heading to a wedding, and he shows up at this place called the Pink Motel. Now, the Pink Motel, honestly, dude, I would fuck that place looks cool as fuck.
The Pink Motel and Lounge. The location is fine. I was okay with I'm a big single location guy. Mm-hmm. If you give me a solo dolo location with a bunch of shit happening in one spot, I'm okay with that. I was okay the first 30 minutes.
They pulled that off with that. You gotta admit the whole neon vibe, the whole like retro.
It was a fun time. Yes.
Fun time. Great setting for the character of Chester.
You know what? For that pink neon shit, his personality is pink neon.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, is it weird that on a certain level I relate to Chester?
Oh my God. I hope you really. No, you don't. No, you do not. You are not at all Chester.
Love it.
You don't fuck with people like that. You can read a fucking vibe when a motherfucker shut up.
Well, okay, and actually, that's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. Is like, well, and you say read a vibe. Like, honestly, I don't. He was doing that shit on purpose, first of all. But like,
he was. Right.
You know, you and I are a couple of goofy motherfuckers. But like, we've never been pranksters.
No, we're goofy. We don't prank around. Like, and if we do fucking prank somebody, we know when to stop.
Yeah.
We know when to be like, it's over.
We know
it's
when it's like, all right, hey, this has been fun.
Been fun.
But now it's not anymore. Correct. Yeah.
And we've done that.
Yeah, but like, honestly, even pranking, though, I don't think we've ever been like, it's never been a prank thing. It's been just a vibe.
No, yeah. So I guess you're pranked, right. I've been pranked, but we never pranked.
We've never
together.
Really been pranked. Yeah, exactly. So like, April Fool's Day has never really been like our holiday or anything.
No. Yeah, fuck no.
All right, now something else I enjoyed about the movie. So they set up the guy that's heading for the wedding. And one of the things I like about this is like most horror movies seem to, at least in some way, make the main protagonist into someone that you want to survive. They went out of their way to make Larry unlikable as fuck.
Oh God, he was very Lair Bear.
Lair Bear.
Lair Bear was very, very unlikable. I didn't connect to him. That's a big problem with me. If I don't connect with not just the main character, but side character, the villain, if I can't have some kind of connection to you, that's typically when the movie starts being
bad. You picked up on like Larry's whole thing is like he's basically leading this double life where like
literally he's a dick.
On the surface, he's just some normal dude, but then like he's got his whole online troll persona where he just like to me that I kind of like that because it made him he made him unlikable as fuck. It made like watching him get fucked with. It made it kind of satisfying to me, I thought.
I wonder how many people I know that are like fucking Larry. Like, not in my private life, because you and I are,
right.
You get what you get, and this is what you paid for. We're like Dell from fucking Planes,
Trains.
Like, this is who we are.
What
you get, literally. But I wonder how many motherfuckers I know that are like Larry. Like, this person,
what I
and
mean.
Dick online, dude.
Yeah, like, completely takes, like, this whole, like, persona of being an asshole and trying to, like, just ruin people's lives online. Like, and just by saying mean comments left and right. The shit that he has doesn't have the balls to say in real life.
Programming flaw.
You know what sucks is I actually like that handle as a hacker alias.
You do. Like, you would.
I do. Like, fuck. And I like the one part is like, oh, yeah, you done it, flaw. Like, it's like, okay, like, that's actually a pretty sweet fucking...
Can we get into, now that he's at the hotel, he checks in with, obviously, Chester.
Chester being the main villain, main antagonist, who's going to play pranks on the entire time. Get into it. Tell me what your first thoughts on that when he first got in there and met Chester.
My first thoughts?
Yeah.
biggest piece of dog shit on the planet.
Chester. Okay. He wasn't...
Like, I would never hang out with this motherfucker. You do that shit one time to me, I'm like, I'm out.
Okay, like...
Maybe twice. I let you slide two times, but I'm out then.
At first, he was fine. Like,
tee-hee-hee.
Well, yeah, because, like, he opens up with the whole, like, you got a problem? And, like, kind of, like, he did the, like, he basically did the Pesci thing to him.
From the jump.
What do you mean funny? He basically, yeah, so he looks at me, he's like, you got a problem? Then it turns out it's just a... XYZ. Just fucking with you.
I'm just fucking with you.
It's like if he'd stop there, that's fine.
He did the zipper thing.
Yeah.
Fine. You got me, sir.
And to be fair, Larry was a little bit of a bitch about that.
The first time around, yes.
If I walked in to check into a hotel and the guy up front was like, mean mugging me and like acting like he's like got a problem with me, and then he fucking hits me with an XYZ, just fucking with you, I'd be like, this fucking guy is awesome. I'd hang out with Chester.
I would.
Here's the thing, it's like Chester, I think, would have liked me, but this would lead to my death. Chester would eventually kill me.
Yeah, he would have eventually killed you. Yes.
I would have fallen for that trap because if you notice, like, the biker that was in there was like kind of on Chester's side. Yeah, Jerry. He was laughing and fucking around with him. So like Chester didn't fuck with him as much. But like when he fucked with Larry, and Larry's like, ugh, I'm just trying to check out. I'm just a little bitch. My name's Larry. I'm a fucking fuck Larry.
Fuck Larry and definitely fuck Chester. But here's my question. Zipper thing happens to you with the mean mugging. You're cool with that. I'd hang out with this guy. You give him $75 in cash. He said it's cool. Now, you don't need it. And then fucking ask you for your credit card saying
that,
I never gave you the money.
Now, break that down. Come on. Explain that to everybody as far as what was going on there.
Larry, after the whole shenanigans, he hits him like one or two more times with a couple little ones. I don't remember them.
It was like just a little bit of like just a
right.
Honestly, at that point, stuff you and I would do to each other.
Correct. Just like Chester says something in a sense, you know, just give me the cash. Don't worry about it. I won't even charge you interest.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
He's checking him in.
Just check it in. Here's your key. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Something else happens. Mm-hmm. I don't remember because this part pissed me off so much. Mm-hmm. Where he gives him the cash, but then he asks him, well, don't you want your keys? But I need your credit card.
Yeah. So it was basically like he had already given him $75 cash because he said it would be less, like he wouldn't have to pay the taxes that way. So it was like, this is a better deal. Just give me the cash. And then he tried to act like he didn't give him the cash and starts gaslighting the fuck out of him. Now, I will admit, that would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah, he was gaslighting him so much that even I started believing that did he actually give him the money?
See, here's the thing is like I feel like you would get fucked with the way Larry got fucked with. But I feel like he wouldn't do that to me.
I would leave. He would. Yeah, more than likely I would be the victim of some shit like this.
Yeah, because you'd be the one getting pissed off. You're like, that's not fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not fucking funny. I gave you $75. I will call the cops if you don't fucking give me that key right now, motherfucker. Or the police will be here.
Yeah.
One, two. I would be a dick. I would be a total dick to him. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't
but
be
like,
a dick to me, I'd be a
like,
dick to you.
As we'll find out, that shit didn't really work. That's not the way to handle it. So
you're right.
Continue on from there. So you're watching that. You're just furious. What's going on next?
I'm furious because it actually starts escalating more and more and more because. He eventually obviously said, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, here's your
money.
Key.
Here's
your
keys. Don't you want them? It's like, bro, you know what? Give me that $75. I'm getting in my fucking car and I'm leaving.
Literally. Actually,
I would literally leave. Yeah. That would be the last time. I'm not writing a petty fucking review on Yelp or wherever the hell he went to Yelp.
Well, and if you notice, that was the very first thing he did.
That, you know what? I would have written a fucking review too if like my wife was like, no, we're staying. We've already been booked, blah, 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 whatever. But you know, I'm writing a fucking review on this prick.
I don't think I've ever written a bad review.
I haven't. But if that happened to me, that whole money situation, I would have written a review. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I'm not your friend.
That's true.
All right, Chester pissed me the fuck off. I'm getting real mad.
So you're already so anti-Chester, it's not even funny.
Anti-Chester.
And
I'm
we
like,
haven't
you know
even scratched the surface on the Chesterisms here.
I was like, dude, they did it. They made me hate the villain. I despise him.
But that's a good thing, isn't it?
It is a good thing.
I gotta say, you have to admit, the guy that played him,
he killed it.
That part. Hayes MacArthur.
Killed it.
Yeah. You know the guy's married to Ali Larter?
Is he really?
Yeah.
That goofy motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. That dude. He's done a couple like other random like roles and shit. I can't remember what else he's been. He was on like How I Met Your Mother briefly, but like, yeah, he's fucking married to Allie Larder, dude.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So take us to the next thing. What happened next? So like, you know, there's a couple just random series of events, and like the underlying plot is like his sister is on the way because they're meeting there to go to this wedding.
The sister is on the way to go to the wedding of his ex.
Yeah. When
you have to make that.
Who he's clear. Still in love with.
Yeah, literally. But he's trying to be like, oh, I'm your friend. I support you on this. But inside, he's like this whore.
Yeah. He's literally doing like a lot of kind of incel, like Chad behavior kind of shit.
Little Chad incel behavior. You know what? Larry gave that. Chester did not. He was just a scumbag fucking jock boy motherfucker.
Would you say jock boy now? He was just more of a party. He was a party guy.
He's the party jock. Yeah.
He's not a jock. I mean, I wouldn't call him a jock. He's just the party. He's like the party synonyms. Guy that doesn't know when to like end a party. Like
literally, like stop it.
The one that can't ever have a serious conversation.
I will give you this. I'm going to give you one sequence that I actually LOL'd because fuck Larry. It was funny as shit.
Which one?
Is the one where he blocked the bathroom door. Where he's blocking the bathroom door of him. He's like, you got to push harder, Larry.
You got to push harder, Larry.
He entered the scene as a Spanish woman. And he's like, not everybody is... that works in hotel cleaning is Spanish, you racist. I'm like, all right,
he's
Chester,
literally out here
that is
like
funny.
Calling him a racist for that shit. That's funny as shit.
I actually was. I LOL'd at that because it sounded like a woman. And he's like, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. He's like, oh, he's trying to, you know.
Yeah.
It's just me, Larry, you racist. What is it? Every woman working in a hotel is, come on.
Okay, now you gotta admit too that like when he fucking put the dick pic under the door. That was funny as shit.
The dick. And he's longing, man. He's like L.O. Dick. Like pulling an L.O. Dick
so
here.
So basically,
man.
Like, he just. So basically, another one of the pranks is Larry, like, opens the hotel door. And this is after he gets harassed, I think, by the biker. Because there's a whole situation with the biker where the biker, he's like, Larry's just not trying to get soda. And the biker's like, corners him. He's like, you touch my armor, my vest, my riding armor. The only people that do that want to fight or fuck.
Or fuck, literally.
He's
like,
you ready to fight? He goes, no. You ready to fuck? And then it was like a whole misunderstanding. Like, oh.
He did. That was funny. That was actually hilarious.
Larry is the
most
rattled motherfucker ever. This is a hypochondriac. He's always like... sanitizing after he touches something. Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to be around people. And then this, like, he is just getting harassed by this fucking psycho up front. He gets harassed by this biker. Just trying to get a soda, comes back to his room, and there's an envelope. He opens the envelope, and it's just Chester's giant dick.
I mean, flaccid, like more than 5 inches flaccid. I'm
I
like,
would have said maybe 7, because they even mentioned it later on when they're looking at that.
It's about 5. I think it's about 5. He didn't pass his balls yet. It's about 5.
I don't know.
5.
I wasn't really. I mean, I wasn't like that.
Yeah, I wasn't really that. I mean,
you were over here like, no, like, that's a. You're over here like that's a 5. Five. Five.
That's
point,
a 5. Absolutely. I was with my wife. I was like, he's
right
5.
There. It's 5.3 inches right there. I know dicks. I know dicks. That's 5.3 inch right there.
5.3 right there, baby. I was like, right, baby. She's like, yeah, that's about 5.
But this is the idea of like just like putting a Polaroid of your dick in an envelope and then. Putting it underneath the fucking motel like door of this guy. It's just like, why are you like this, man? Like,
and then waiting for him to take a shower.
Yeah.
And pull the whole Spanish lady blocking the bathroom door with his foot, asking him to push.
Yeah.
Push more further
until finally he rushes pushes. Through, falls to the ground. And it's just like,
he was blocking it with his foot. He moved his foot. I actually LOL'd at that scene. That was probably the last time that I started gradually getting worse.
Yeah.
And worse. I was like, I'm hating this.
Well, it was about that point where it's like Larry had enough and Larry's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then he hears Chester say something that makes him think, wait, something's not right. This is when it starts to kind of go from like just a dude that can't read the room to... oh, I might be in danger right now kind of shit. Literally. That's the vibe it went to. So like, he hears Chester say something about his sister, Rachel, which he's like, I didn't tell her my name was Rachel. So like, calls the cops and all that. And then like, there's this whole, just this one thing I like about Chester is he's weirdly, okay.
He's witty. He's quick.
He's witty. He reminds me of, like, he's kind of an amalgamation of several actual serial killers, if you notice. Because, like, the cop shows up and he just gaslights, like, Larry like a son of a bitch. And, like, the cop is just, like, totally on his side. Oh. That's Jeffrey Dahmer had the same shit happen.
He did. And I'll get into the whole sheriff kind of being with him, like believing every fucking thing he says. But well, that's in a little bit. Yeah. The sheriff shows up again.
That's later, Yes,
later. But he shows up right as as this whole sequence. Like, he knows my sister's name. And he's like, yeah, you wrote it down on the room. You told it to me, right?
Yeah.
And he also, there's a sequence right there with the cop being turned around. And for some reason, Chester acted like Larry punched him. And the cop believed him.
Well,
the first time I got pissed.
Well, and again, that's where it starts to, like, you're starting to see what he's, like, really capable of.
Literally.
Like, the manipulation is outstanding.
It is.
And it really is. Does, like, because I really feel like there was a lot, whoever wrote the character of Chester and the guy that played him, I feel like there was a lot of research done into, like, actual serial killers, because, like, that is some shit they would, like, they pull off. It's, like, master manipulation shit. He punches himself in the face, and so, like, the cop is literally, like, just got his shitty eye on Larry completely. Mm-hmm. Larry is the victim 100%.
Oh, yeah.
But the cop doesn't believe that, and it's like Training Day. It's not what you know. It's
what you can prove. Correct.
Yeah. And you can't prove that. That's one guy's word against the other. Why? And it's like the logical thing is, like, why would Chester punch himself?
You're right. It's in that sense, like, in that moment, the cop's like, why would he punch himself in the face? Blah, blah, blah. But still, it's like, I don't know. During that whole sequence, which was like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes long, the sister comes through and is like, well, here she is. There's the sister,
I'm
Rachel.
Here. Hey.
Right. And did you know that's the chick from Sirens, the show on USA?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was one of the chicks. My wife actually pointed it out. She's like, I love her. She was in Sirens. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I like her in this. I thought she was good.
She was. Here's what
I felt
pissed
bad
me
for
off
her, though.
A little bit. But this is what pissed me off about Rachel.
Yeah.
Her liking Chester almost immediately. It pissed me off, man.
Well, see, that's the thing. Here's the problem here is, like he does have that charm that does work on people. That's what I mean. Like, the XYZ thing would have totally won me over. I'd have been like, this guy is living
this
life
guy.
This guy right here. So, like, I would have been the same way. If you and I were, like, at the Pink Motel, I'd have been like, Chester's okay, man. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
I would have been like, you're crazy.
And it's like
you get killed, I won't.
It's like the frog in the cartoon that, like, whenever when no one's looking, the frog starts singing, and then when everyone starts looking, the frog's dead. Same shit. Like, it's like if Rachel had seen everything through Chester's eyes, she'd have been like, no, fuck this guy, we gotta get the fuck out.
He's so likable, and he is, Chester is, even in that sequence. There is a witty charm to him that attracts
very realistic.
I cannot stand motherfuckers like him. I'm like, I gotta go. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna knock this fuck out.
Yeah. Now, I will admit the middle sequence did take a little bit longer. Like, there was a lot of unnecessary, like, just hanging out.
The pool,
like,
sequence the is pool unnecessary. Sequence, cut that out.
It could have been cut dramatically.
The letter don't mean shit. I don't give a fuck about your letter with your ex. It just didn't. I don't care. To terrorize these two is what I wanted.
Well, and they could have done that so much, like bring it. You know, it's like, this is just. They could have made it shorter. It didn't have to be as long. But
for sure.
So something happened, though, after the pool scene. What was it that set the biker off? It was something. Somebody had fucked with his motorcycle, right?
Somebody fucked with his motorcycle.
This is when shit gets real.
Yeah. This is the turning point. Is the biker sequence where something happened with his bike. Somebody touched his bike.
Yeah.
And Chester was, I guess, the one that was touching it.
Or near it or something.
Or near it.
Yeah.
And
it was clear, obviously, it was Chester that did.
Correct. Yeah. And Jerry's like, nah, you're not touching this shit. I'm like, God kind of got close to me. Like, you keep touching a man's bike. I don't know if I'm not a biker, but I heard if you touch a man's bike, it's a biker.
Well, like, the kind of character of Jerry is like,
is that?
Yeah. You don't biker, fuck with his bike. You don't fuck with his vest. Like, all that means something, and you don't want to fuck with that world.
Zach Wilde-ish.
I would say more Hell's Angels.
Okay, you know what? Fine. With the vest touching.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Zach Wilde would kill you, but a Hell's Angels might.
Literally. So he went after Chester, and Chester, you know, fighting him, punching him, mm-hmm. he falls to the ground, and Chester, you know, kind of beats the shit out of this fucking bike, which kind of threw me off guard. Like, he's beating up this big biker fucker.
That's the thing, is like, he's like, you wouldn't expect him to right. be as, like, physically domineering as he was. Is domineering the right word? Like he because he kicked the shit. This biker was huge. Chester's tall and lanky, but doesn't have a lot of muscle definition going on. So, like, you're not expecting him to rock some dude's ass.
Literally. And he didn't just rock him. He got on top of him. And obviously, the brother, sister, Larry, Rachel were behind him. They didn't see anything. And yeah. he stabs the biker in the ear.
Yeah.
He's acting like, what's wrong with you? Like, well, why are you attacking me? And they're acting like nothing happened. And
gaslighting the whole way.
Gaslighting while he's killing the man.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that. Chester himself as a character, piece of shit. But I get it. I understand what he was. And the dude playing him killed it.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. So then so then they're in this whole situation where, and like, again, I don't know how like Larry could like even like begin to think that like this is on the level when he's like, oh, man, I didn't mean to do it. Like, you got to call the cops, man. You got to call the sheriff.
Call the sheriff.
And they did.
Chester did.
Yeah. Could you go get me with vodka? Just one last drink before I take that long walk. That's
literally. And they do go and get that vodka, but Rachel calls the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And finds out that, yeah, sheriff's already on his way. I'm like, man, this motherfucker got the cops manipulated.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, they believed him immediately when he was like, they did that. This is what happened. There's, you know, he was gaslighting the shit out of that whole situation, blaming Larry and Rachel for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Larry got tased by the fucking cop.
Even before the cop got there, they found themselves in the bar, and that's when they found the other two bodies.
That's right. They find the actual owners of the motel. Right.
Because Chester had basically been like, yeah, they're sweet people. He didn't even fucking work there. He had just shown up, murdered the owners, and like took over. So like Rachel and Larry at this point are very much like, okay, we're in some danger. And that's when they turn and Chester's like standing there. And he's like jumps up on the bar, starts like acting like really.
You're right. Yes.
So they're like in fucking fear for their lives.
Yeah. Now it's on.
And Chester's acting more and more unhinged. That's when the cop showed up. Now, remember from earlier, the cop already was like, Larry's an asshole. Fuck this guy. And that's where he like had a starting point from with the whole situation. Right. Like, that's where it was.
He
like,
had that. Brewing
exactly,
in his mind.
Exactly.
We did forget one thing that Chester said during the sequence when they find out that the motel people, the actual owners, are dead.
Yeah.
He breaks down this whole backstory on the owner, the male owner, the older gentleman.
Yeah.
These cameras all over in every vent.
He did, because they kept showing those. Yeah.
I don't know if he actually did. I think Chester.
That could have been Chester.
Implanted
actually, right.
that.
Yeah.
And I'm serious that I don't believe that old man and his wife.
Well, we have no way to know.
We have no way to know. It's my speculation.
Exactly. Like, I think you're right. I think they were probably just innocent people. And Chester probably put those up there.
Yeah. And uploaded it. And you don't know how long. It looks like they've been dead for at least a week, maybe.
No idea how long it's been. No idea.
A week, you can upload and install all kinds of fucking shit on
there. Well, I mean, like, there wasn't really a lot going on there. Like, you could do that. Like, he had a lot of time to do, like, even if it was just during the day, like, to do whatever you wanted. It wasn't a busy place. Wasn't a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I think. But then the sheriff fucking shows up and believes him.
Yeah. Now, this
is where I got pissed.
This is one of my favorite kills. I love this kill. You got to admit, this is a sweet-ass kill.
The choking of the he just chokes him.
No.
But not, what does he do? Like, he does something to him where it's like he loses air.
So, like, Larry and Rachel are like trying to convince the sheriff. He fucking tasers him, and then like he uses zip tie.
Zip tie, right.
So he's zip tying. That's what it was. Yeah, so he's zip tying Larry to the, you know, Larry's hands to the ground on the ground and shit. And while he's like doing that, Chester grabs one of the other zip ties, and before like anyone knows it, he gets the zip tie around the cop's throat and clenches it and pulls it as tight as possible. So there's no way he was going to survive.
No,
that was a fucked up kill, dude.
I didn't even realize that that's the thing he picked out. I was like, what is he choking? Because apparently I must have either turned to get a drink or something. It was a split second.
It was so quick. It's so quick.
Split second of him picking up the zip tie. And now that's an awesome kill, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I look back, I'm like, why is he choking? Why the fuck is he choking?
Yeah.
I got pissed again.
Well, that's the thing. Because he did it so like there's no way to save the guy. Because you can't get a zip tie off like that. And
no, you'd have to go in there and cut it, but you cut his fucking throat.
And to do that, you cut the throat. Or, like, but by the time you found the instrument, got it in there, he's fucking dead, man.
Dead, yeah. No, he did it tight. So he was dead in, like, I want to say 30 seconds. He was just squirming around.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I kind of glad when the sheriff died. He pissed me off.
Honestly, most of the people in this movie pissed me off at some point.
Most of them. Yeah, I don't, even Rachel.
Rachel...
The X is fine.
Like, honestly, there's in a minute we'll go over like what, like, I feel bad for her possibly, but no, Rachel, I feel like she's innocent. Like, I mean, she had no way of knowing. Like, she got introduced to this so far into the middle of it that, like,
oh yeah, he's already juiced charmed. In.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh yeah.
So then we cut to. Did anything happen between then and the ayahuasca scene?
Well, he gave him ayahuasca and put him in a pool where he was like kind of paralyzed. If you don't know what ayahuasca is, it's a psychedelic.
It's a fucked up psychedelic. No.
It's kind of worse than DMT if you know what DMT is.
Yeah, I've not fucked with ayahuasca, but it's I'm pretty sure that's one of those ones where like you're supposed to do it with a shaman.
I don't want to be paralyzed. I think paralyzation creeps me out when you're on that state of mind.
Like,
it's not something I would be even. No, but
so they go through a really trippy sequence of Larry under the influence of ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah, he was
floating
visuals,
on a floaty in the pool, and
eyes everywhere, and heads everywhere, and his head and Chester's head, eyes going like, like literally like that. So,
and this is when the final like confrontation happens, which you gotta admit, the final confrontation was fun because like Larry or Chester saw something in Larry, he knew that the programming flaw thing was there, he didn't know what it was, but like, so he starts this whole thing where he's recording Larry, and Larry's like still fucked. Larry's like still on the up and down, but you're not,
because he manipulated him.
Yeah,
on ayahuasca. Like, I want you to tell me your dirtiest secrets. Who are you? I know you're in there. Who?
Yeah.
Give me your mask. Don't give me the Larry mask.
Take off the mask, Larry Bear.
Larry Bear, take off the mask. Literally. So
tell me who you really are.
And so he's filming him throughout this whole thing on a phone camera.
Yeah, has him confess to the entire programming flaw thing. So like. This is now. Remember, programming flaw is the troll that has gone through and talked the most vile shit about everyone
on the internet he knew.
Yeah, everyone he knew, everyone like he didn't know, they just random people, but like especially the ex, the fucking the wedding situation, all that good shit.
Just to make it clear for anyone that is not that's confused, programming flaw is the name of the username that he's using.
Yeah, it's called
the programming flaw or something like that. So
yeah, and that so it became his like Neo or Trinity basically.
He
yeah.
was basically blackmailing himself, giving Chester information to blackmail him.
Yeah, but he's so fucked up, and like with everything going on at that point, Larry's begun to lose his fucking mind at this point.
He
like gleefully like lays out the whole thing like he's a supervillain, like I became programming flaw,
like completely different person,
which I feel like is every like basement Chad, like is like their dream to one day just be like just be strapped down to a chair in a fucking Magneto room or some shit. So I became programming
flaw.
Like, it's like
you know I believe that shit.
He's fucking asshole.
Like, he's in
look at this piece of shit. So,
the thing is,
yeah,
he blackmails him.
Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't even blackmail him. He just gets all the information.
Yeah, gets all the info so he can do that. Mm-hmm. But before he uploads that video, or actually as he's uploading, he tells him to go to the bathroom.
Because he asks about Rachel. He says, can I see Rachel? And he goes,
like, yeah.
Rachel's in the bathroom, man. Go see her. Now, while he's like crawling to the bathroom, Chester
paralyzed,
but like coming out of it, like so.
Yeah.
But Chester uploads the confession video,
the confession
to every from programming flaw, and like sends it out to everybody. So like everybody is like all of a sudden realizing that he is an absolute piece of shit.
And we didn't even mention to say this. While he was writing the review at the beginning of the movie,
yeah,
Chester added him on Facebook as a friend.
That's right. Chester that's added how he got, him. Yeah,
this was all planned.
Yeah, that's how he did it. Chester added him as a friend earlier. Yeah, and that's how he connected to his group. And correct. So like programming flaw, because he starts calling him Flaw at that point. Like, I'm proud of you, Flaw.
He literally
proud of you.
Went from Lair Bear to Flaw.
Lair Bear to Flaw. I fucking love Chester. I'm sorry. I don't
Chester's
know.
Chester's a piece of as dog a shit.
Villain, I love Chester. Because, like, guess. All the manipulation. Okay, so now what's he find in the bathroom?
Just to give an example of what Chester is, if you've ever seen Kiefer Sutherland in Phone Booth,
ooh,
that's what kind of personality he's like toying with him, giving yeah. him shit. And then it's like, you know, I would be in my 50s if I was in Vietnam. Like shit like that. Yeah, is like just fucking with it.
Yeah, he's basically like his whole thing is like the mouse toying or the cat toying with the mouse.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do like Kiefer Sutherland's depiction of that kind of a dick because he was subtle. This dude is in your face. That's why I'm like, it's just over the top, man.
Well, and that's what I like about it. So he finds Rachel dead.
He does.
In a like mask choked thing. To death. Yeah, choked to death. Look, she was strapped to the toilet, I believe.
The sink.
Sink, yeah.
Like laying on the ground, but a sink inside. Like it's weird the way she was tied up.
Yeah. Now something to consider too is like we have no there's well and I'll bring it up in a sec here, but like there's like not a lot of detail about how what all happened with that situation, but like when you're on ayahuasca or something like that, you're gonna lose a lot of time. So like Chester had a lot of time to be cruel as fuck.
Oh yeah,
with Rachel. Hours, absolutely. Which is something to like. Like I said, we'll bring that up in a minute. It's something to consider as the fucked up points go. Larry or programming flaw.
Oh.
This is when he has his fucking mental breakdown.
He does.
Yeah,
he does. Are you talking about after everything is, you know, he finds Rachel has the snap that happens.
Yeah,
joins. Chester basically is becoming the villain.
Yeah, it looks like
a sidekick.
It looks like they're like going to form a weird partnership because he starts laughing. He's like, "Shut the Chester, you're funny as shit. I never realized it before. The cop, like a Jerry, my sister, Rachel. Rachel's dead, man. Like,
yeah, literally.
That's funny as shit." And he's just like
going insane.
He's going fucking insane, and Chester is like living it up.
And it's because of the drug. I really think he's doing all of that over the top
shit.
I think it's
like
makes you think anyway. So he's like thinking about shit or how he. What he does is, I hated this ending. This ending was such a piece of shit.
The ending was soft. I'll give you that. Because like, so basically, he kind of looks at him, and Chester kind of pulls a gun out and holds it to him and goes, "But unfortunately, flaw, all good things must come to an end." Any last requests? Because there's just like that's the thing that fucked with me is there's this weird bromance through this is about to be
disturbing bromance.
Yeah,
God damn it, we have a bromance, but it ain't fucking disturbing.
But this is what I love because like okay, now the ending was weak.
It was
but hold on. Larry or Flaw did get a little bit of the last laugh.
Sure.
That's fun. That's fun. So he says to him, "I don't want to live, but I don't want to die here." And then there's this whole thing of like, "Well, let's go to the wedding." Now, this would have been amazing if they'd done it like where if they did the
sequence that they were talking about that I thought they were going to do, and then the ending happened, and none of the shit that they were just talking about happened. That's where I was like, "This is bullshit."
There was a massive opportunity that they missed.
Oh man, what a massive opportunity! Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for people because it's a
5-year-old movie at this point. Honestly,
you know what? Fine, go ahead.
I'm gonna ruin movies to a certain degree. Right. if you haven't seen it, we've laid out the entire plot.
This is spoiler.
We might
from hell.
Yeah, you know what? Spoiler alert.
Literally. So, but tell him what the plot was that you thought was gonna happen, and I'll tell you.
This
the
is amazing, actually. So like, Larry starts like manipulating Chester. He starts like, okay, so it's like, I want to die, but I want to die somewhere else. So let's go. Let's get Rachel. we'll all three go. And like he's just like plays into the insane thing, which like they both were, I love them both, like insane going back and forth. So like they load Rachel into the backseat of the car, and he looks at him, he goes, I gotta drive, Chester. Rachel wouldn't let you drive her car. He's like, you're right, man. You're right. Absolutely right.
You're right. He got him.
He got him. Like, and then the whole thing is like, Rachel, could you be quiet in the backseat for the...
ridiculous. A lot,
but like, did you catch one other thing there as they're pulling away? They're pulling away, Chester screams, I'll fuck anything that walks or doesn't. Sorry, Rachel. Did you not catch that?
I did not.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a Ted Bundyism. He literally was like, okay, he was a necrophiliac too. He fucked Rachel's body.
Just like Jeffrey Dahmer too.
Just like Dahmer.
His victims. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
So they set up this.
I didn't even notice that. No.
Yeah. So that
pissed. I was already so pissed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to get out of your emotions, man.
I'm sorry. Movie was shite.
It wasn't as shite as you say. Anyway.
It was pretty shite.
We need to get the fucking scale for these movies again at some point when we do these Unhinged. But anyway,
literally,
because you're gonna just give this a fucking like,
this is a shite.
What
shite.
Is the lowest goddamn rating I can give this fucking thing? One is too good.
One is too good.
But so basically, they get this idea where like they're gonna go to the wedding, and how funny would it be? Because there's a hill overlooking the ceremony,
and they show you a photo of the hill.
If you killed me and dropped our bodies down the hill, and then they start showing like, because they do this whole the sequence throughout the whole thing of like showing the social media, mm-hmm. and it, like the bodies are real, holy shit, they're actually real. Like, so it would have been really fucking cool if they'd have done
it. Would have been, or if you the what would have happened on social media,
yeah,
if this happened.
Or they could have even done what they did the way they like the way with that. So like, yep. Basically at that point, so as they're driving, that's when Larry starts rolling out like his thing. It's like, you know, Rachel had a dog that she liked, and she always put him in the front seat, and mm-hmm. and so she actually got the what are the fucking thing, the airbags removed, and so there's
the dog
no
doesn't
airbags.
Get hurt.
So the dog doesn't get hurt. So there's no airbags in the passenger seat. And he's like, what are you saying, Larry? And then he's like, I'm gonna crash into a wall. What they could have done is they could have like literally come flying down that hill and crashed at the bottom.
That would have been
and done
awesome.
The same.
See,
thing.
That's different, but he actually crashed into a fucking wall.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you got to be more specific of that last.
Yeah.
4 minutes, three minutes. He's going down a mental spiral, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Telling him like this whole thing that he's cool with and mm-hmm. telling his story about mm-hmm. Rachel. You're thinking they're sitting, why the hell am I listening to this dude talk about this?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. But then he mentions the dog. No airbags.
Yeah.
Larry's driving. Chester's sitting there. You know what? We're going to crash into a wall.
Yeah.
And he actually crashes into a wall.
So for that,
the movie ends.
I do like that he got the last laugh on Chester, but like it was a weak ending.
Can we summarize this fucking
thing? Let's summarize it.
This fucking thing is shite. I'm sorry. That is the word of the day in this shite.
Okay. Now I also feel like I have a certain tolerance and even enjoyment for bad movies. So it might be that because it's so bad is why I like it.
I guess you liked it so bad that it's good. Cause you like,
love
like Troll
shit.
2 and Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to do
Plan 9.
Get ready for Santa Claus Conquers the Martians in December, my friend.
That is probably going to be better than this piece of shite.
I don't know. I like a bad movie.
Look, I love bad movies. I went on a month on watching bad movies, and this is so bad that it's bad, not so bad that it's good.
Hmm. Well,
just
that's,
my opinion.
That's fair. I like the character of Chester. I think Chester is a great asset in a subpar, in a mediocre movie.
He's the backbone. He's the most important.
If it weren't for Chester, there'd be no reason.
It would be
value.
Even worse.
Yeah,
yeah
there'd
right.
be
I'll
absolutely
give you that.
like Hayes MacArthur.
I'll give you that.
Fucking killed this part.
He does. He absolutely does kill that role. The role itself is good. I hate the character, and that's the point. You're supposed to hate the main villain, or the villain. But I just, the story was a bit all over the place. There was a sequence where nothing happened at a pole.
Yeah, there was some of it that could have been cut. There was like, it was longer.
And it's
than
only
it the
82 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
What are you going to cut? The 70? That's where you know it's bad.
That's fair. That's fair. Like I said, it's not a masterpiece, but. Right. I think what it is for me is
far
just,
from it.
For me, it's just Chester. Like Chester as a villain, I love enough for me to give this movie some extra points.
I guess, yeah. For a villain, if he played a damn good villain, I'll give you that. He's a piece of trash, piece of shite,
piece of shite.
And it's overall. I would if we're gonna do a 1 out of 5, it's probably a 1.2 out of 5.
All right, that's
just
fair.
Just
for
Chester
fair.
To point two, I'll give Chester
the point. I'm gonna give it a 2.5 with Chester holding all the cards.
All the 2.5s that you
know. We really actually because we really should do some kind of actual like scale.
Yeah, like this video if you want some kind of a rating scale. We're creative. We'll come up with some crazy.
We'll come
ass
up
shit.
With something. Yeah, because we're gonna be trying to. Like I said, these are gonna be the bonus episodes that we're gonna be doing. Just because me and the ghost just love talking about movies
we
together.
Like movies, man.
We just love
movies
it. And
shit.
Yeah, so like this is still weird. Wide. Bethany might join us every now and then. She said that she actually might watch a few movies. Like she doesn't watch movies. That's the thing. Yeah, she can't get through them. She can't sit through them.
Oh my god! Well, I definitely can.
Yeah, me too. So we're gonna be doing a lot more of these. I'm gonna, like I said, aim for one a month as just a little bit of extra bonus fun. Yep. We're talking about movies. Might have some other guests on. Might have might do it. So I will say I'm gonna just say this publicly because I know the ghost has been wanting to do this for the longest time. We're going to be doing next month. So what is this, April? So the next month in May, we're going to be doing Dennis the Menace for the Unhinged movie.
Friends, get ready for
the yeg.
The yeg.
And you have to understand, like, bro, this is like for everybody at home. That is just gibberish. They're just hearing complete nonsense right now. They're just hearing a word.
Get ready for the yeg.
Get ready for the yeg. The yeg is going to be a thing.
Yes.
Well, until then, Ghost, where can everybody find you? And what do you what do you even do? Tell everybody what you give.
Give me your elevator pitch,
motherfucker.
I give commentary on a more left perspective. That's really my content in a nutshell. You like that kind of stuff? At the ghost. That's @DAghost_official on all of the pages.
Follow him. Love him. Yeah, he'll be here. He'll be here again for the Unhinged movies. We'll be here. Boom. So for everything Weirdwide, go to www.weirdwide.com, the official home of the show on the interwebs. You can listen to every episode. There's going to be, like we keep talking about, there's going to be more stuff. You guys know that. There's going to be more shit. We just haven't gotten there yet. It's all DIY, so just
boom.
Fucking bear with us. But you can sign up for the newsletter, get emails sent directly to you as episodes drop. If you want to follow me on the different social platforms, I'm as Dudist Weirdo on TikTok and Insta. I haven't been doing a lot, but I'm working again on fixing that. You know what? It's been a weird fucking year, dude. Like mentally, I've definitely been off. But I'm like
already April.
But I know how fucked up is that?
Already April.
But I'm like I'm working on getting back to doing content on every platform here. Bethany and I have talked about possibly doing an official TikTok for the show itself, but that isn't out yet. And we've also talked about a Discord, so we'll be doing that at some point.
Yes.
If you do like what you're hearing, though, please leave us a review. I think you can do that on Spotify now, but I know you can do it on Apple Podcasts.
For sure.
Reviews really help the show. It doesn't take but a second. Show a little bit of love if you like what you're hearing. A little bit of visibility for us. Do that. Hold on, what was the other thing? If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. Let us know what you think. Shoot us an email at weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. If you got something to say, you got a weird story you want us to tell on the air, you just let us know, man. You just want to say hi. You just want to say hey. You just want to be
say
like,
hello.
I'm a weird motherfucker, and I want to talk to some other weird motherfuckers. We're some weird motherfuckers. Come talk to us.
Do it.
Fuck yeah. Well, Weirdwide should be returning as normal as it's going to be next week. So until then, we love you all. Stay weird.